Good evening.
Tina, you on?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, it's that time. We're going to send it over to you for our open selection.
As per request, I was asked to do I Don't Feel No Ways Tired Again this evening. And I'm happy to oblige. I don't feel no ways tired. I've come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me the road would be easy. And I don't believe he's brought me this far to leave me. I don't feel no way tired. I've come too far from where I started from, and nobody told me the road would be easy, and I don't believe he's brought me this far to leave me. I just can't give up now. I've come too far from where I started from. And nobody told me the road would be easy. And I don't believe he's brought me this far. I don't believe he's brought me this far. I don't believe he's brought me this far to leave me.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless you.
All right, this is for the recent selection. Potatoes, electrical. Now, opening prayer tonight is going to be done by Minister Josephine Johnson.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Oh, Heavenly Father, I thank you for this moment. I thank you for all that you do and all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. Father God, I give you all the glory and praise. Father God, I just thank you for everything, praise God. Thank you for this service tonight. And thank you for all the participants, Father God. And Father God, I ask that you bless the teacher tonight, Father God. Oh God, you give the teacher whatever is needed for us. Praise God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, you know what we need, God. So God, we're just waiting on a word from you, God, tonight, God, that will help us, God, to continue to grow and to stand and to hold on and hold out to the end. Oh Father God, we thank you, God, for your word, God, because your word is true, God. Thank you, God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, bless you from everyone on the line tonight, God. Open up our ears, God, that we will hear the word, God, and open up our hearts that we will accept the word, God, because your word, God, you said, will not return void unto you. So, God, we put it all in your hands tonight. And, oh, God, as you bless the teacher like never before, and you're the teacher as only you can, and we give you all the glory and honor and praise. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, I pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you much, John. Okay, everybody back to Thursday night Bible study, so we can continue our lesson of talking with God. And tonight, our teacher is going to be Reverend Maddie, so we're going to turn it over to her. Get started.
All right. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
I too thank God for another Thursday night, for being able to be back with everyone, and know that God had blessed us with a word last week, and he wouldn't turn me loose, so I had to go back, and we're going to have to revisit that and and look at a little more of that for tonight as we talk about the hidden ministry. I pray that you had an opportunity, each one of you had an opportunity to activate your hidden ministry during the week by praying for someone, and that you had an opportunity also to be a messenger of love by showing love to someone. There's many opportunities. We just don't always take advantage of this opportunity to serve.
Purchased by Jesus,
And then we need to forgive ourselves. A lot of people receive the forgiveness of God, but they don't forgive themselves. So we need to do that first. But after we get that straight, and we know that we are connected to the vine as we're supposed to be, the next thing we're supposed to do is be concerned about others. And that's what Paul was telling us in Philippians, chapter 2 and verse 4. I'm going to read it again before we move on. That it says, look not every man on his own thing, but every man also on the thing of others. So this is the word of God for the people of God. We are supposed to look at not just our situation, circumstance, but what's going on with our neighbor. For instance, and I'm trying to save that for last, but I'm going to go ahead now and put it out there. The shooting in Georgia this week, feel like you're connected to anyone in that school. But if you are a believer, then, and you're part of the nation, the United States of America, it seems like those two things makes us, puts us where we are connected. And we should not just pray for our local situations and our local schools, but we also need to pray for those other schools, especially those now at the very beginning of the school year, is being affected by some child killing other children and the teachers. And it is so sad because somebody dropped the ball. And we are responsible for somebody's soul. And not for the saving of the soul, but for the praying for the soul. And when we petition them and we pull on them, then we can. If we need it, once we get the prayer made unto the Lord, then we begin to pray the prayer of thanksgiving, or even cover them with the prayer of Psalm 91. Then we're supposed to be looking for change to happen. Somebody prayed for us. We need to pray for someone else, because we don't. We get saved just on our own by ourselves, because you know people talk about a miserable life of sin. Sin wasn't miserable when you were out there sinning. You were enjoying what you were doing. If somebody hadn't pulled on you by prayer, you wouldn't have become convicted enough to know you need to turn loose that lifestyle and go in another direction. And we're supposed to do the same thing. Now that we are in the body of Christ, we are part of the royal family, then we have that responsibility to pray for somebody else. Now, my understanding is that this young man was talked to or was reported last year that he had made a threat, but they didn't. Somebody dropped the ball. That's, I'm going to put it that way. It seemed like there should have been a follow-up. There should have been enough believers in to pray to cover things that the enemy can't continue to destroy the lives of our young people. And until we understand that it's part of our responsibility to lift up a standard that will keep the enemy from being so destructive, and especially in the lives of those that I believe that has really a big impact on the kingdom of darkness if they were brought out of it, then until that happens, then the enemy gonna keep doing what he's doing. But we need at some point start feeling a little bit guilty and feel like we need to do a little more than what we're doing. And one of the things we can do that don't cost us anything hardly, just a little bit of time, and not even a great sacrifice, just a few minutes a day that we spend time in the presence of God, not just for ourselves, but talking to God on behalf of others. And that's what Paul is saying in Philippians, the second chapter and verse 4. We need to come in the presence of God and lift up things. And now, like I say, if school has started back, pray. For the school systems around the world, I had a vision. It's been some years ago, back in the early '80s, I believe it was, that the Lord shows me that the school beside the White House in Washington D.C. was attacked, was bombed, and it said the enemy knows if he can't get the parents, if he mess with the children, it will pull the parents off focus. And I said, now how many of the parents that the children was children was hurt, or even the one that was killed, how many of those parents gonna be able to function effectively for a few days? None. When somebody messing with your child, and see, we seem to kind of leave this, we kind of seem to forget this, but the enemy know this quite well. If you have a parent, are you close to somebody? Some children. If you to some children, you have God children. If you don't have biological children, you close to them. And if the enemy begin to pull that child into the world, they get into drugs. They get into caught up stuck on internet, and they get out there in the world. You are not sleeping every night, you know, as you should. You are not at peace as you should be. Whenever your child is off track or not in the will of the Father, or not walking with the Lord, you have some moments of concern for that, where you are not able to focus as you should. And that's the enemy's job. And the farther he can pull you away from being focused and connected to the Father, the more he's going to do to pull you. If it has to be the child instead of where you yourself is staying connected. But the if they can get a hold of the child, then that's just, the enemy does that because they know you cannot stay focused if something is going on with your child. And so when these school shootings happen and everything, it is that the whole community is going to be disturbed for a while, which gives the enemy time to do greater damage undercover than most of us is aware of. They, if you've been watching any TV, there's that cryptocurrency thing. There is the AI situation. What I'm saying to the body of Christ that's listening to tonight, wake up and know that we have a job to do. There are some things that's going on. The only thing can stop it is prayer, because it activates the power of God to move in a way that we as human beings can't move. We can't fix it, but we know a God that can. But God has turned some things over to the believer and gave us dominion over some things that we can't operate in that area now, except we allow him to operate through us. And you know, you may not receive all that I'm saying, but just receive the fact that there is power in prayer. Prayer makes a difference. And when we go to God, not just for ourselves, our family, but when we lift up others, those around us, pray for your community. You know, if you can't get any farther than that, pray for your community. If you have children, grandchildren, great-grand, or great-great-grands in a school system, pray for that system. The children, the teacher, even the lawn keepers and the housekeepers, pray for the whole thing that they will be protected, and they are protected, then those connected with them are going to be able to keep moving forward. And we're going to not allow Satan, in doing so, we keep Satan from taking over the nation, which is what he's trying to do. As we come up on the election, especially pray for those in authority, because we want to still stand on In God We Trust. And we want to see that God continue to bless America. It's been said, it's been sung about and all that, but if we don't follow the instruction God has given us to pray for those in authority, it's not going to happen. So if you think you There's nothing you can do. Please take it from me. You can continue to pray, and when you do, pray believing that you're going to see a change, and I guarantee you, you will see just that. But we're supposed to imitate Christ, and yeah. We're supposed to do it with a meek spirit, and we're supposed to, like I say, do it for the whole and not just for part of the people. And we're not supposed to pray selfish prayers. We're supposed to pray prayers that we know will reach heaven, and when they reach the nostrils of God, then we can be confident that now that we can turn it loose, that part of it, and begin to pray a prayer of thanksgiving, knowing that if it's in the hands of God, it's an effective prayer that's going to make a difference. I want to look at Romans 8 and 26. And that might be as far as we can go, but it's so much to be said and so few people that seem to be concerned about anything other than themselves. But if you look at Romans 8:26b, it says, and this gives us some information that we need also to know that we have a helper. We don't have just to pray on our own, because sometimes you don't know what to pray. You don't know what to say concerning the situation. But it says in Romans 8, 26b, but the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. We just need to be willing vessels. If you don't know how to say, what to say, make yourself available, because God has given us the Holy Spirit that will pray, help us when we don't know what to say. Verse 27 says, and he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit. Who searches the heart? God does. Yes. Man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. Man can't look at the heart, but God can. So, and he that searches the heart, knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. As we yield ourselves to the Spirit of God and pray in the Spirit, or as led by the Spirit, then we will always be in the will of God. And we need to take that serious and know that not only we know we imitate God, okay, we know imitate Jesus. Jesus is interceding for us at the right hand of the Father. Amen. We in earth amongst all of this chaos and whatever, but we are also called to intercede. But we don't have to do it by ourselves or alone. I don't know how to pray. That's not a problem. Make yourself available to the Holy Spirit that is near to us as a comforter and a guide to lead us into all truth. And the Holy Spirit will pray through us, and it will be effective, and it'll be according to the will of God, because the Spirit knows the mind of God. Yes. So as we pray, as we spend some time, it don't have to be a lot. It can just be a little bit. Just know that we need to cover the things that is going on that we know is not pleasing. And that's just one situation that I mentioned. There's other things going on that's not pleasing in the eyes of God. We need to lift it up and not try to fix it ourselves, and not come against the one that we think is not doing what they're supposed to do. Because while we're looking at somebody else not doing what we think they should do, then if we're not lifting them up and interceding for them and standing in the gap for them, then what God is looking at us, but we're not doing what we're supposed to do either. Mm-hmm. So as we get back in the Word and know how to function according to the leading of the Holy Spirit, which is the will of God, then we can see change. We can speak with authority, because that which we bound in heaven on earth will also be bound in heaven. That's the Word. And if God said it, all he wants us to do is believe it. will happen if God said it, and it's in the Word. If we bind it on earth, we don't allow it to happen here. It will not happen in heaven. God also will bind it, and that's what we want to see happen. So I'm going to give you the scriptures before I run out of time to go back and look at 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 8 through 15. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Romans 8, verses 26 and 7. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9. And Romans chapter 9, verses 11, 23, and 24. Read the word, make yourself available, and help make a difference in the thing that's going on in the world today. Let's continue to be strong in the body of Christ and tear down the kingdom that Satan is trying to build. God bless you. I pray I've said something that makes a difference and help you to know it's important that we continue to pray. Back to you, Rob.
Thank you,
Sis,
for
hearing
the word. Okay, our third effect of the night is going to be coming from Molly.
Sorry, I was on mute. Sorry. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
By holding fast to Jesus, you keep your eyes on the Lord. Keep your ears listening for his voice. Keep your heart singing about what he has done for you, and about your oneness with him. Jesus is able to keep your every hope alive through any disturbance, through every situation. For Jesus loves and protects those who call on him in faith. Then hold fast to your faith in Jesus. Keep hope on your lips. Keep hope in your heart. Keep hope in your prayers. His presence, his faithfulness, and his power will keep hope alive. Thank you.
Okay, Myra. Thank you, Myra, for Bruce. Okay, let's go ahead and open up the line for the input and update for this week.
Deborah Jackson, continue to pray for me.
I want to, last week, I had a medical problem for 3 weeks ago, and then I was listening to some young ladies, and I chose not to claim it. So I'm grateful and thankful for that because they prayed for me. However, this week, I find out that my kidneys are not function. I find out that I have high cholesterol, way high, and I'm pre-diabetic. I'm not claiming any of these, but I'm asking everybody for prayer. In Jesus' name. Thank you.
Okay, we'll run along. No more inputs and updates. We'll go right into roll call.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
If there's no mistake, we had 39 people on the line last week, and we thank God for each and every one. At this time, we're going to roll call. See in Virginia.
Yeah.
Sandy.
Here.
Richard. Willie Mae?
Here.
Janet? Dan and Juanita?
Here.
Robert and Portia?
Here.
Ole? Gloria?
Here.
Reverend Richardson?
Yeah.
Here.
Pastor Burwell.
Here.
Gracie. Sandra.
Here.
Linda Hart.
Here.
Mari.
Here.
Deborah Bradford.
Here.
Barbara.
Here.
Linda. Deborah Jackson.
Here.
Lorraine Jones.
Here.
Ken and Carolyn. Chris and Dorothy.
Here.
Josephine.
Here.
Carolyn.
Here.
Charlotte.
Here.
Renee. Angela.
Here.
Darius.
Here.
Kamari.
Here.
Ashanti.
Here.
Tim. Tina Strong.
Here.
Chaz.
Here.
Tonda. Miss Jessie.
Here.
Francis.
Here.
Michael.
Here.
Tanya White. Fran. Valencia. Lorraine M. Lisa.
Here.
Pride. Did I miss anyone? Okay, back to Uncle Robin.
All right, thank you, Michelle. Okay, for next week, our opening prayer is going to be done by Deborah Bradford. I have to let it know. And our third and second is going to be done by Chris. Okay, then today we're going to turn it right up to Pastor Burwell for our closing prayer.
Most precious Heavenly Father God, we thank you again another time for another day. We thank you for who you are, God. We acknowledge you for being our creator. God, I thank you for everyone that's on the line. God, if we have committed any sin, God, move it out of our heart, God. Strengthen us, God. Any unforgiveness, Lord. Lord, help us, God, to forgive one another, God. Lord, and be pleasing to you, God. Lord, I ask you to create in each one of us a clean heart and renew us with a right spirit, God, that we'll walk upright, God. We'll shun evil, God. We'll do the things that's pleasing to you. Lord, we thank you for our teacher tonight, Lord, bringing forth the word of God, teaching us to pray, talk to you, God. Lord, we thank you for us, God. We thank you for her. Continue to bless us and use her, God, and help her, God, to be what you have her to be. And I thank you for everyone tonight, God. Lord, I thank you for our children, God. Watch over them in school. We plead the blood of Jesus against each one. Lord, we ask your angels to surround them, God. Lord, turn the shooting into prayer, God. Oh, God, let them know that a nation that forgets prayer, God. We need more prayer in school, God. Lord, I thank you. More prayer in our home, Jesus. We thank you for what you've already done. You said in all things give thanks, for this is the will of God. You said all things work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Lord, we thank you for your purpose today. Oh, God, we thank you for each and every one that's on the line. Lord, we need your help, God. You are our strength. Oh, God, we depend on you, Jesus. God, remember the request tonight, God. Lord, Mari request, God. Oh, God, you're bigger than blood pressure, Lord. You're bigger than diabetes. God, you can heal all manner of diseases, God. Oh, God, you said, bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all his benefit, God. Yes, Lord, we thank you for what you're going to do. We trust you. We put our faith in you, God. Lord, ask you to heal her body completely, Jesus. Oh, God, and lower that blood pressure, God. Oh, God, and fix that kidney that it operate the way it should operate, God. Lord, we know that you can do it, God, and nothing too hard for you, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now for everything that you've done this far. Lord, and thank you for life, health, and strength. God, we thank you for everyone that's on the line. Bless every companion, Lord. Oh, God, every single woman, Lord. Children, bless every one of us, God. We plead the blood of Jesus against the enemy tonight, Lord. Lord, I ask you to save our children. Sanctify him, God. Fill him in the Holy Ghost, God. You said if we ask anything in your name, it shall be done. We're asking you, God, to save them before it's too late, God. Lord, watch over us throughout the night, God. Make our sleep sweet, God. Oh, God, and watch over us, God. And let those angels encamp all around us, God. We plead the blood of Jesus against them. Oh, God, we thank you right now for everything, God. For what you've already done, God. Continue to be with us, God. Oh, God, you said, let not our heart be troubled, God. We don't want to worry with anything, God. But we want to believe and trust you. God, we want to put our confidence in you. Lord, you said, all wisdom comes from above. Oh, God, it's pure, and it has been entreated, God. Lord, I thank you. Take care of us up and down the dangerous highway. Watch over every one of us, God, from seen and unseen danger. God, be with us tonight as we depart tonight, God. Lord, let the words of our mouth, God, and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. And we are thank you tonight, my Savior and my Redeemer. Glory, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to your name. Glory to your name.
Before we do a quick announcement for the Manitou family, our meeting is Sunday night, 8 p.m., for those that can be on the telephone. With that said, appreciate everyone joining in tonight on the Bible study. We look forward to having all of you back next weekend. Said we're going to say good night.
Good night.